Justin did send us an email and talked a little bit about how difficult 2025 is. If you don't mind kind of putting that in your own words, how has this year been for you and your family?
I don't really know a word. You don't think that you're going to lose a kid. And so since it's on air, I'll be polite, but it sucks is the nice way to put it.
Of course, if you have been watching some local news programs, you've kind of heard a little bit about your daughter's story. You also have other children as well that also have dealt with this, right?
Yes, we have three other ones. Oh, Brindlin is 11, Dawson is 8, and Vivian just turned 5.
And Justin, in his email, talked about how amazing it has been that everybody has kind of rallied around and wants to make sure that the kids have the best possible Christmas that they can have, and wants to make sure that you know you're appreciated as well. So know that your husband loves you very much, and we're happy to help out a little bit for this Christmas, okay?
Thank you.
That's kind of why we want to make sure the kids don't see, so they can see all the cool stuff, and you take credit for all of this on your end, but we do have some toys for Christmas for the kids. Justin told us that there was a Monster Jam fan in the house, so we've got some beautiful. And then there's somebody in the house that's a fan of science as well?
Yes, that would also be the 11-year-old daughter.
We have a science kit in there. We wanted to make sure that while there's a lot of toys to be taken care of and some fun to be had, that you weren't forgotten about as well, because he wanted to make sure that you had a food processor for your kitchen for the holidays.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you. Yeah. It goes a lot with, I switched our diets massively when our daughter was diagnosed. And he gives me too much credit, but he thinks that that's why we got the 4 years. I make a lot more things from scratch now, trying to better it. And now if we eat out, we pay for it for days.
Well, good. Hopefully that can help make some additional homemade things. But we know that even though there are toys and there's lots of cool things that hopefully will make the family very happy, that there could be some things along the edges that we have missed. So we're going to throw in a couple other things for you and the family. One is a $240 Walmart gift card for you to use whatever you need to use for.
Wow.
And then there's also, in addition, another $500 Visa gift card that you can use for presents or whatever you need for the holidays.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
We certainly appreciate you, and your husband loves you and wants to make sure that you're taken care of for this holiday, okay?
He's too sweet. I don't know. I'm a country fan, and I married a rock fan. So, I mean, I do love Daughtry. I think he actually found out they were coming a couple years ago, and he quickly surprised me, and I was in the chemo clinic with our daughter and said, hurry up and find tickets, and that was how we spent. There he is. Hi, our wedding anniversary.
We're delivering some presents. So you got to see, did you get to go to the show?
Yeah, he even got me a guitar pick.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was because of your guys' station.
Oh, very cool. Well, we are happy that we could help out in any way. So
Merry Christmas to you and your entire family, and thanks to Justin for sending in that email.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you, babe.